Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Skin Solutions Day Spa, and Tropical Gyros.
It's the Thursday edition of Talking Heads right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. Getting you ready for the weekend. Can you smell it? It's right around the corner. But before we jump into the show, you know, full blast today. Got a special guest to kick off the show later on. Mr. Obi Roberts will be here, Vice Chairman of the PRP. And, of course, we'll be chopping it up with him, local news and politics. And then we'll do the full gambit and talk sports, too. So all you Steeler fans and Laker fans, Obi will be chiming in later on as well, too. But right now, starting off the show, I have Mr. Jeffrey Simmons. He's the acting director of the Department of Meteorology. It's all part of NEMA when it comes down to Hurricane Awareness Month. So we want to get the word out and, of course, get everybody all caught up to snuff. You know, be prepared because, obviously, hurricane season is upon us. How are you, Mr. Simmons? Welcome to the show.
Hi. Good afternoon. I'm Scott Lunardi. Good to be here.
All right. So, you know, it is Hurricane Awareness Month. So bring us up to snuff. Make us aware. You know, I always like to dumb it down, like, you know, take it as simple as possible. Make us aware. Because we always forget what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, well, you know, this is the time of the year now. May usually is the month. NEMA, you know, have Hurricane Awareness Month. The hurricane season is now coming upon us. And we want the Bahamian public to be aware to actually, you know, Christmas is over. The winter is gone now, and we're getting into this hurricane season. This hurricane season is predicted to be another active hurricane season. The experts we put out that they're going to be it's forecast really for 19 named storms, 9 of them to be hurricane and 4 major hurricanes.
19
named storms. Last year we actually had 21.
Yeah, I know, and that was a lot, and I'm now 19. I thought we were going to have a little drop, maybe 14, 13, little drop, significant drop, but obviously not.
No, the environment is still very conducive for hurricanes to develop this year in the Atlantic Basin. So, you know, while we're hoping to be as fortunate as we were last year, there's a, the possibility of us always getting hit here in the Bahamas, where we live in Hurricane Alley. So we want to, wake up the Bahamian public, let them know we have an Hurricane Awareness Month. We are doing various shows. We have I think the 28th of May, we have an action exhibition at the Farmers Market in Glaston Road.
Okay.
So, you know, we're asking the Bahamian public to come out there and see all of the agencies that's associated
with. So they get familiar in case they need anything in a time of emergency or crisis, God forbid, if we have a bad storm. They want to be familiar with the agencies.
Oh, yes. They want to be familiar with the agencies, what each agency
does, capacity.
As a part of NEMA.
But what are some of the things, briefly off the top of your head, just to remind us? I mean, because obviously, you know, we get caught up in May, and people don't think hurricane season. They think summer, beach, let's go out, sort life. We've been locked up for 2 years. But some props we need to make. I mean, tree cutting, so on and so forth.
Yeah, right? You have to do your tree cutting. Check those roofs on your house. Make sure you have no loose shingles around. Any loose shingles on your roof, get them repaired. Have hurricane shutters available. A lot of people are now purchasing, getting into hurricane impact windows. That's a good thing. But if you don't, if you weren't able to get it up to that as yet, you know, make sure you have your plywood available and ready. Start stocking, put your hurricane supply on the
together,
side.
So you don't have that crazy rush.
You're right. Start buying your canned goods, you know, start putting things aside, getting extra water and put them aside. You have to be prepared because even though a hurricane may only last for about a day or two, effect is that long, the after effect of the hurricane is but sometime, you know, depending on the strength of the hurricane.
The category.
Exactly. You could be without power for weeks. Without water for some period of time.
Yeah, so, BP have been prepping us over the last couple of weeks. I guess hurricane preparedness too.
Well, it's all in hurricane preparedness.
There you go.
We getting prepared.
It's like training camp. You got to sweat.
Yeah.
But I it's important for people to be aware, though, because we often get caught last minute, and you see the rush for plywood and lumber and supplies, like you say, your water and your canned goods.
Exactly.
If you do your due diligence now, do an extra couple of canned goods every time you shop between now and then, right. Add a couple of bottles of water, and you know that's what it's there for. That's
exactly.
The supply. Don't touch it. If you got greedy kids, tell them no. That's what you're eating and hurting. You better leave that. But, yep. but I think we got to be better at being prepared because a lot of times you see people out there that are risking life and limb. Right, right as the exactly. storm is like bearing down.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to put up two more shutters, man. No.
No, you have to prepare enough, especially if you have two-story buildings. You know, you must have those things available. And as soon as you hear a hurricane is beginning to threaten us, you know, start to put those shutters in place. Time when we begin to issue hurricane watch and hurricane warnings is not the time to go start looking to buy these things. You should now be taking them out from where you have them and begin to put them in place.
Where are some of the contact agencies that folks can inquire about getting, you know, hurricane-prepared information to prepare for hurricane season?
Well, NEMO on Glastonbury, you know, they have all the information to be prepared. Like I said, the exhibition that we're going to have at the end of the month, you can go down Glastonbury Road, and then you can go to different agencies, and they will all tell you what they do, what you need to do in order to be.
Because I think prepared. It's important people be familiar exactly what each agency comprises, so they know exactly who to call. If you got a down power line and you have water, then you need to, because exactly. that's another danger. When you go out, you don't know if it's a down power line. There's a lot of water. Mm-hmm. You end up stepping on a live current or a live surge. That's a problem. You have debris floating around. You don't know how dirty the water is.
Exactly. You know, so NEMA, you know, is that's why there's a NEMA.
Right.
Because NEMA is actually the hub.
The umbrella that brings all of you guys
together. All of them together. So once you report an issue to NEMA, NEMA would know exactly who to contact and how to get your problems resolved right away.
And as far as the Department of Meteorology, folks can still contact you in advance or contact you throughout as long as, you know,
lines
are up for updates and so on and so
we
forth,
have,
correct?
We have live with this. We have our webpage is live and going. Met.gov.bs. We have live updates on our page, and you can also see our radar images on our page, satellite images, all of our latest forecasts, everything. So Met, you know, Department of Meteorology is doing what it have to do to actually keep the Bahamian public informed as to what's going on. And we also want to encourage the Bahamian public to listen to the Department of Meteorology for advice, because we are the ones who are responsible for giving information to the Bahamian public when it comes to the hurricane.
You know. All right, well, I want to thank you for stopping by and getting us up to snuff, getting us engaged and aware that it is hurricane month. And the various agencies are out there, and obviously NEMA doing big things on the 28th, correct?
Right, that's the 28th.
So get on out there. It's on Glaston Road, and you can get familiar with all the agencies that are going to be involved. Obviously, if you go through a storm, who you're going to need to contact, what the resources are, and how they can assist you. And you're knowing it's half the battle, like G.I. Joe used to say, so go get prepared. I want to thank you for stopping by. Appreciate you.
My pleasure, Naughty.
All right, we're going to take a quick break right now. We'll go to the break. On the flip side of the break, we'll get to the callers, and we'll set it off. I got your brain teaser coming up. We'll have the headliners all brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. The Buzz. What's up, buzzing throughout the 242, brought to you by John Shoes and the Global Warming. What's heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less, all brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. Let me get into our Dunkin' Donuts coffee break with my guest today, Vice Chairman of the PRP, Mr. O.B. Roberts. That's all coming up on the flip side of the break, right here on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Don't touch it.
Around the world, Cleveland Clinic is recognized as a leader in healthcare. Our team of experts relentlessly pursues the best for our patients. From groundbreaking cancer research to state-of-the-art heart surgery, life-saving innovations happen here every day. When it's time to travel for your health, it's time to travel to Cleveland Clinic. Your destination for care, for every care in the world. To learn more, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Nothing says thanks, Mom, quite like a heart-shaped donut from Dunkin'. There's over a dozen ways to return her love at Dunkin'. You can choose from a variety of delicious, frosted, filled, or heart-shaped donuts to show Mom how much you care. So whether it's a single donut or a few dozen, sweeten your Mother's Day with love, Dunkin' style. Head to Dunkin' and pick up your mom's favorites today. In the Bahamas, moms run on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We're back at you right here on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. And, of course, you know, I got a big up Skin Solutions Day Spa. Welcome them aboard, another big sponsor. And don't forget, looking for that perfect gift for Mother's Day? Send Mom on a spa getaway with a Skin Solutions Day Spa and Salon gift certificate. They have a variety of Mother's Day packages to choose from just within your budget. All right, they promise to pamper Mom properly. Call Skin Solutions Day Spa and Salon today, 327-0500. That's 327-0500 for more information. All right, now let's get up into your brain teaser, okay? Yes. Thought I was going to let y'all slide. No. You know, we got to get the mind going to spark that good conversation. All right, so here's the deal. Here's your question. And you're playing for Joker's Wild Party Passes. Great show over there, the Joker's Wild. Headliner Greg Hall. Feature comedian Bob Lauer. And yours, truly funny show from start to finish. 2-for-1 on all locals. So definitely take advantage of that. Doors open 8 p.m. Showtime is 9 p.m. sharp. Tuesday through Sunday. We're located between the car and the beach tower over there at the beautiful Atlantis. In addition to that, you're playing for one of those Colonel's original recipe chicken burgers from KFC. Yeah, the original recipe, 11 herbs and spices, 100% white meat fried to perfection, fries, softener, you got it, total combo, perfection, all right? That's thrown in this way as well. Definitely finger-licking good. All you got to do, answer my mind-bending brain teaser. You got between now, top of the news, and the 5 o'clock hour to get your answers in. Phone lines are open, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Or you can text in on the text line powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. All right, here we go. Recent survey of 100 Bahamians, 50 men, 50 women. Survey revealed that 57% or 57 out of 100 have not done this in over 2 years. All right? They've not done this in the last 2 years. All right, I'll read it for you again. Recent survey, 100 Bahamian men. And 100 Bahamians, 50 men, 50 women. Survey revealed that 57%, or 57 out of 100 surveyed, said they haven't done this in over 2 years. They haven't done this in over 2 years. What is it? That's your mind-bending brain teaser. You got between now, top of the news, and 5 o'clock hour to get your answers in. All right? All right. Now, let's go to the phone lines. We'll go to the phone lines momentarily. Let's check out, nope, not go to the dentist, not travel. I don't know, boy. I don't know. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
How you doing, my way, brother? It's Superstar JJ, man.
Hey, what's going on, JJ?
I'm fine. Let me try to see if I can guess it. Like, I don't know, I don't be in this crazy thing.
And get it right. That's beige, brother, man. Get it correct now. Beige, brother.
I guess. Guess what's going to happen now? Travel?
No, not travel, JJ. Not
travel. Then, that's more things. Now, let me make my little 2 items now.
Go ahead.
You know, I in several chats. Now, you know, in our chat groups, we discuss sometimes and we say some things. But this, you don't get in people places. But I don't know that in none of my chat groups. I mind the custom and stuff, but you see, when people want to become a public life, it can be pastors, it can be beliefs, it's sent for anybody. You have to have clean hands. And see, I talk in power, so when I say clean hands, and a particular radio personality is my good friend. We older than him. He just tried to pitch baseball one time for the Hennigan's and Burners. You know what I mean? But I had to put my Dale jeans and some poorly good buttons for
better. Yeah, you're a little bit, you're way older than me. But anyway, go ahead.
Okay, right? And people don't understand the fact of life. When you're the public servant, your life is open book. Your life is open book. You don't do food. You have clean hand. I got the right to ask you any question. The PSS and the directors. And see, this country is becoming now mature, and people, and you're the Florida State doing an excellent job. So they can afford to be short of patient. They serve the servants, and they get it. This is what the people say. And all I can say is, you all big people, government people, particularly government people, serve us with love and smile, please. And thank you for taking my call, my brother.
All right, my brother, JJ, be safe, man. All right, all the best. Always enjoy hearing from you. All right, so let's jump on in. You know what you're working with between now and the news? Any top of the 5 o'clock hour, all right? But I'll tell you this. Check out some of the answers. No, they haven't had a physical. That's not correct. Not go to church, not travel. Not go to the movies. No, that's out of there. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Well, not you. All right. They haven't gone to church in over 2 years. Exercise in over 2 years. Doctor or dentist? Nope. None of the above. Had sex? I don't know. That's not it either. All right. Well, you all work on the answer. Let's slide on into the headliners. All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. And don't forget, Fine Threads has new arrivals. New chino pants, brand new shirts for any event and occasion, casual, formal, and linen. All right, so be sure to check them out, both locations, flagship store, Top of the Hill, Mackey Street, or the Southwest Shopping Plaza, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., or check them out online, finethreads.com. Do your shopping online, then arrange for pickup in any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations. All right, some of the headlines making headlines throughout the 242. The tax man cometh. He's on the horizon. Yep, tax crackdown. Story by Chester Robards in today's Guardian. Government prepared to garnish wages of delinquent taxpayers if needs be. The Department of Inland Revenue is prepared to garnish the wages, revenues, and bank accounts of any taxpayer who has the means to pay the taxes they owe to the government, but who failed to pay anyway. This coming from Acting Comptroller of Inland Revenue, Shunda Strawn. She said that yesterday. Okay. What's your take on that? It's coming. You owe the government. They coming to get you. You know what they call that in the States? We call it Inland Revenue. They call it the IRS in the States. And you know there's two things you can't escape in the United States. That's death and taxes. My God, I thought we could only, you know, not escape death here in the Bahamas. We might escape taxes, but I don't know. What's your take? Chime on in and let me know, my talking heads. Because there's a lot of ways to look at it. Because at the end of the day, as far as corporations go that have delinquent contributions for staff, that needs to be reined in. That needs to be addressed. Yeah, major corporations not doing what they're supposed to do contribution-wise. That's the money to take care of staff in hard times, unemployment, so on and so forth. That's contributions coming from us. So I definitely don't have an issue with that if it's done correctly. But now on this level, there's multiple layers to the onion. So we got to wade through it and make sure it's done correctly. Some other headlines blazing up today. Prison work release scheme suspended for inmates serving time for homicides. Now get it correct, because a lot of you producing, you know, misinformation and fake news. I'm sure if you look at it in detail, it will continue, just not for folks on homicide who have been convicted or coming out for a homicide. If you got somebody in there for, you know, shoplifting or, you know, stealing tires or something like that, they may still be released out there to work on a work release program. You have to see how it's going. But definitely right now there's been a halt to anybody who's been, you know, serving time for homicide to be released. They're not going to be allowed on a work release program. But obviously, it has to be revisited, because you do want to rehabilitate folks who deserve the rehabilitation, especially if you have members of society business-wise who are giving them an opportunity for a second chance, so that they don't reoffend. But it also has to be done correctly so that vigilantism doesn't rear its ugly head, and that all members are secure while carrying things out. Because, you know, they need to be, you know, offenders need to be reintroduced to society properly as well. Because there's a lot of things going on right now, you know. Allegedly, you know what I'm hearing, allegedly, you know, you get bail right now. Some people don't want bail. They fear it's a death sentence. So there's a lot of things to look at, a lot of extenuating circumstances in this regard. Slide up into the buzz right now, all brought to you, of course, by John's Shoes. John's reminds you, in addition to your shoes, your fast fashions, your workwear, your accessories, all right, wide selection of footwear for your kids, formal, casual, and athletic. They now have small home appliances and cookware available for you as well. Both John's locations, John's Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store over there on Rosetta. So be sure to check them out today, because remember, John's, serving you is a pleasure. All right. And the buzz, like I said, two of the hottest topics still going today. The first one in regards to the work release program being suspended at the prison. And then, of course, the one that's still just blazing it up right now, The disclosure situation. And here's my take on the disclosure. Listen, when you look at it, be sure to check out my column tomorrow in The Guardian. This has been going on from time immemorial. that commission, the Public Disclosure Act Commission, has been around since 1977. And they've been playing ping pong with this since then. Do you know the last time there was actually a report tabled? 2014. Okay? And prior to that, it might have been 2011, and that had information for 2008. Let me get it exactly right. Let me make sure, because I don't want to misquote it. Because you got to look at it for what it is. Okay? Now, here it is, right here. It's been 14 years. Sorry. It's been 14 years, and I'm glad I double-checked it. All right? The Public Disclosure Accounts Commission has not produced nor published a report in 14 years. The last report published was in December of 2011, and it contained information on disclosures up to 2008. Now remember, members of parliament and senators are required by law to turn in their financial disclosures to the PDC by March each year, covering their assets and liabilities for the previous year. The PDA also clearly states that any person who does not comply with the law is liable to a fine not exceeding $10,000 or imprisonment of not more than 2 years. Now, from 1977, it's been going on. Have you seen anybody go to jail or pay a fine for it? Have you seen anybody disclose on time? No. So, that's water under the bridge, in my opinion. What do we do going forward to make it work? The finger pointing, the mudslinging, that doesn't help us. All of that's contributed to us being here, where we are, with no solution moving forward. I mean, right now, this bill, if you look at it, is dysfunctional. People don't use it. It's pointless. It's been bare bones when it comes to compliance since that time. And to have an act that no one really adheres to or recognizes is crazy. So either we need to change it or completely just don't use it. If it's not going to work, it should work to us, to our advantage. It should work for us, the voters, the citizenry. It should work for the opposition who's in charge of, you know, the Public's Accounts Commission to find out what's going on and hold, you know, the administration of the day accountable. So why don't we use it? You know, this screams the real need for a proper, viable Freedom of Information Act. No, not renew driver's license, not drink rum in over 2 years. No, haven't had a cooked meal in 2 years. How are you living? What y'all been doing in 2 years? All right. Naughty, great show as usual. But it's about time they go after companies that are taking money out of people's salary and not paying it to NIB. That's TFIN. Well, I wouldn't go that far, but yeah, they need to figure it out what's going on. All right, now, another portion of the buzz, all right? What's going on, like I say, is this. So hit me. Let me know what's going on. Let me know your take. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96, 422-4796. And I'm glad I got my guest coming up on the Dunkin' Donuts Coffee Break in short order, Mr. Obi Roberts, Vice Chairman of the PRP. I'm going to get some good conversation with him on this, because like I say, some of y'all, what you spread out there on social media is ridiculous. Some of y'all got to take a step back now and read Bahamas and also listen Bahamas, all right? Because some of the information is right there. Some of it's not. So we can have a good conversation pertaining to that. But as far as this disclosure portion, what say you, my talking heads? What's your take on it? I want to hear from you. Now, as you are, boy, y'all all wrong on the tax lines. Like, all wrong. Not even close. Not even close. Think about it. Take a step back. And if you're Googling wrong. Let's slide up into the global warming. Then we'll get into the break. On the flip side of the break, we'll take the Dunkin' Donuts coffee break with Mr. Obi Roberts. But like I said, right now, got to check out the global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you by KFC Nassau. And don't forget, some things don't change, like the flavor of the original recipe KFC. Now enjoy this famous flavor in a chicken sandwich with the KFC original recipe burger. Give in to your cravings today. It's waiting on you. It's your favorite KFC location for takeout, drive-thru, and delivery with the Cravin app. All right, let's check out the warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you by KFC Nassau. All right, here we go. And where do we start? Well, a lot to talk about. The world's kind of hot today. Last night it started heating up. In Britain, they did a survey. Just so you know, if you're visiting the UK, single women change their sheets an average of every week. Married couples every 2 weeks. Single guys up to 4 months before changing their sheets. I mean, that's a useless survey. I want to know your business, you know? CBS claimed another total viewers crown this year, but its audience is half of what it was in 2011 and 2012. One more season of Dead to Me coming to Netflix this fall, and that will be it. To some people, Netflix is dead to them already. It turns out that it was a trans man that tackled Dave Chappelle at the Netflix comedy special while he was taping at the Hollywood Bowl. He had a fake gun with a knife inside. He was arrested and booked on felony assault charges. And Dave got jokes for days with coming, so I hear. Allison Janney, mom, boards the upcoming Apple comedy series Mrs. American Pie. So look out for that. Elon Musk plans to take Twitter private and then public again in a few years. Gary Oldman says that retirement from acting is on the horizon. Actor David Burney died of Alzheimer's disease last Friday at his home in Santa Monica, California. He was 83. He was in a groundbreaking comedy, Bridget Loves Bernie, in the 1960s. All right? And then, of course, he starred with Meredith Baxter in that, all right? And then he was on Family Ties. Okay? So that might be a little old for some of y'all, but some of your parents will definitely remember that. All right? And elected to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year, Dolly Parton, Duran Duran, Eminem, Lionel Richie, Carly Simon, Pat Benatar, and the Eurythmics. All right, let's go to the phone lines. That's a wrap right there on your Global Warming. What's heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC NASA. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Roberto.
What's going on?
How goes it?
I'm good. How goes it with you?
Hey, not bad at all. From one comedian to the next. What's your basic topic? Open or you specific?
We talking about a lot of things. You say one comedian to the next. Who's this?
This is a comedian. We could wrap about that later.
Okay, open micer. I got you. No problem. What you got for me today? Speak whatever you want.
I got a lot, so I don't know if I may have to leave some of this because I got a lot. But one of the things I want to know is if Bahamians had to fight for civil justice, and like how Martin Luther King those have to do, the United States had to do, and for gay rights and this abortion thing, you think they'd be calling for all these red tape and for freedom from slavery when slavery was? You think they'd be calling for all these red tapes on themselves now? And turn right around when the man put all the red tape on them, hollering, put it hard in the country.
Boy, that's a broad conversation. Then there's plenty layers to that. That's like a broad conversation.
And turn right around and be crying about what I find out is happening in the Bahamas is intelligentsia. There's certain groups intelligentsia is making it difficult for the average and poor man. They come back from college, and some of them just using their intelligence just to be successful on the backs of the poor. That's what's happening in this country.
Yeah.
All kind of rare tapes on the poor.
But what about now? Hold on now. But what about those folks that who've risen up out of those, you know, impoverished circumstances and having, you know, less than a level playing field, like Dr. Martin Luther King himself, and rose up to make change?
But, you know,
you can't look at it and just say, okay, they trying to, no man, you got to use them and what they're trying to do to benefit all of society. So that's when you got to get creative, and you got to you know, lobby, and you got to agitate, and you got to remind them at the end of the day, if you want to be, you know, you claim to be the intelligentsia and you want to be the leadership of the nation, then you have to remember a lot of things, and you at the end of the day work for us. So
well,
you
I'm
have
glad
to, you
I
have
call
to
your show because I think talk show is really, I mean, on some of these stations it's gone down from what it is, and I really trying to find one that really, and I think you really are into the conversation. That's why I call you to try, because my inspiration has gone from what I hear, because everybody look like they want joint intention,
intelligentsia,
but you just adding a good point to the conversation, because that's the point I'm making, because I heard a lady's call today talking about the taxes, because what I really want to talk about is the taxes, but so I'm just getting up to that. So she was saying how she went to the state, she realized all the talk, but she was laughing like it was a joke. But at the same time, she knew, and she was saying how she was so surprised being a Bahamian and going over to live and see the difference in the taxes and how they take your line, your host, and everything. But she was trying to make a joke just because she had the opportunity to talk. But see, I don't make no joke or the people trying to screw me. So you, the point you make, add to my conversation, we have to try and make life for ourselves, because these people ain't care about you. These people only want to... Now, let me get a little further and say it again that way. You cannot tax people and borrow to run no country. And every government since the UBP been doing that. So ain't all of us failed.
Yeah, I mean, we got to look at a change at that, because the quick fix is always to tax it, and that's really not, you know, innovative or creative. That's a quick fix. We need to think outside the box now, long term, how we need to do it. And I'm glad to see some of the directions we're going in, not just dependent on the tourism model. If we could get the carbon credit situation and the climate bill done right, we could benefit off that, you know? We could benefit off the blue economy, the green economy. We got to think outside the box now. We can't just rely on the same old, same old. And it takes voices like yours not to get discouraged. You got to stay in the fight, and you got to stay agitated.
Thank you. And America, and this, and I glad, like I said, glad you helped me with the awareness that we take it for a joke. Look, the America's, the American debt is $30 billion as present. That's nobody to be following. We won't be Americans. Well, if you won't be so American, how come you wouldn't give me a shotgun, you know, a handgun? Huh?
Yeah, that's another conversation for another day. And I think we need to bring that to Talking Heads and have that conversation, because are we ready for it in 2022? When you look at the criminal element on the street, they are fully loaded, high tech, and all we could rely on is a shotgun that you got to carry in your trunk. So by the time you reach and I get that, well, you know how that one go.
Because they don't care about you, because
you pretty much end up like Denzel and Anna Training Day.
Because they don't care about you. They want you to promote America like it's so big, but then they don't want you to protect yourself. But America protect themselves. That's civil rights for them.
We gotta broaden our horizons in some ways, but we gotta put the right legislation and have the right conversations to get there. And having them like this is the start. So I appreciate you chiming in. You got a platform.
Yes, sir,
so don't let this be your first and your last, all right?
Yes, sir. You have a good evening, man.
You too, my brother.
Yeah.
All right. Naughty off the text line. Naughty, why not garner the wages of those still who owes the Bank of the Bahamas? Good question. All right, Mr. Producer, let's hit the break. On the flip side of the break, we've got lots to talk about. I see my guest, Mr. Roberts, is here, so we're going to have a good conversation and chop it up. And like I say, keep the text coming. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. Phone lines are open, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Stream us live wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. Be right back at you. And take that Dunkin' Donuts coffee break with Mr. Obi Roberts, Vice Chairman of the PLP. We'll pick up the conversation right after the break, right here on Talking Heads.
Nothing says, thanks, Mom, quite like a heart-shaped donut from Dunkin'. There's over a dozen ways to return her love at Dunkin'. You can choose from a variety of delicious, frosted, filled, or heart-shaped donuts to show Mom how much you care. So whether it's a single donut or a few dozen, sweeten your Mother's Day with love, Dunkin' style. Head to Dunkin' and pick up your mom's favorites today. In the Bahamas, moms run on Dunkin'.
With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Craving tasty KFC chicken and need an affordable fix? The KFC Quick Fix menu has three tasty options that are both big on taste and value, with plenty of mouth-watering goodness. Try the KFC Flavorful Box, packed with three pieces of crispy fried chicken legs and whole wings, fluffy mashed potato with gravy, corn, a buttery biscuit, and an ice-cold Pepsi for only $9.95. Get your favorite chicken fix today, only at KFC. See Nassau, it's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Oh.
We're back at you right here on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. And of course, you know it's time to take my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break because you know I runs on Dunkin'. And don't forget, next Friday, we're going to be at Dunkin'. Carmichael running on Dunkin'. And I'll tell you what you need to run on right now, something that I just absolutely love. It's the Coconut Refreshers, all right? Find your tropical state of mind with the Dunkin' Coconut Refreshers. Enjoy the creamy taste of coconut milk and a burst of fruit flavor available in pink strawberry, golden peach, and a purple pomegranate. And yes, I fully endorse the purple pomegranate off the chain. All right, remember, the Bahamas runs on Dunkin', and you can too. Get into your favorite Dunkin' location, downtown Bay Street, Paradise Island, Palmdale, Brenner Road with the drive-thru, East Street South with the drive-thru, Carmichael, the newest location, and out at the airport. So no reason for you not to be running on Dunkin'. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Not you. All right, Obi, good to see you. Welcome back. I know you've been traveling, you've been doing some things, but good to see you.
You know, it's always a pleasure to see you and be back on Talking Heads and on Guardian Radio.
And once again, Obi is impeccable in his plaid, in what I call his pendant plaid again today. And I love it. It is strong. It is strong. I cannot knock it. Mr. Pendant is looking down, so then they're looking down and smiling. That's a strong plaid. So, Obi, let's jump right in because we're buzzing around town right now, first and foremost. And one thing I like when you're on, we have a candid conversation and we can talk about it. Mm. Look, for a long time, you and I have both seen the prison work program in all its entities. We've grown up and seen it from guys on the back of the truck with officers with guns watching them to it progressed to the outside work gangs and to other guys that and young ladies who've gone afoul but been more white collar than blue collar. They get reintroduced in society with programs that in businesses that actually afford them that opportunity. So you have to thank them because not everybody is always willing to let, you know, somebody who's just been incarcerated get back into society and put them, you know, to gainful employment. Mm. So they get reintroduced, but that's been going on for a minute. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's been evolved for a minute. Now, my question is this. We had the former Minister of National Security jump up and say, well, what's going on with the work release program? But if you look at the details, that young man was furloughed to the work program in September 13th.
September 13th, 3 days before the general election.
Of 2021. Mm-hmm. Right. So 3 days before the general election, he was, you know, placed on that program. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how Mr. Dames couldn't have any recollection of it, because if things have to go through the Minister of National Security, as he's challenging Mr. Monroe right now on this, shouldn't it have crossed your desk as well?
Yes, Naughty. I was very surprised to hear his comments, knowing fully well that that particular individual was released under their watch. Naughty, this type of detail from the prison has been going on for years. But what was surprising is, I think, the type of crime. The persons who, I think, the brutal type of crime, I would say, or extreme crime, not brutal, extreme. I think those individuals should not be permitted on that type of work release, on the road doing the work, the roadside work for the prison, and it's most unfortunate the gentleman lost his life. Granted, he had served his time, and his debt to society, and it just seems like right now, from this aspect, it seems like a lot of street justice is taking place.
There's a lot of vigilantism popping up.
And it has a lot of people concerned. I just wondered if Mr. Dames just fact-check a lot of things that he may say. Because in this day and age, in this climate right now, people do fact-check and check the information to see what you're saying is actually factual. And it was probably a little bit embarrassing on him that he didn't realize it happened on him, or he may have slipped his mind. But something of that nature.
Some people forgot they had to disclose. He might have forgot he had to.
But I see, you know, we're going to get to that as well. I just think in things like that, instead of trying to be politically relevant,
right,
just speak to the fact at hand of how we can improve the situation.
Exactly. That's what I want to hear. Mm-hmm. I understand Mr. Monroe, the present Minister of National Security, statement about he doesn't feel that folks who have been incarcerated for homicide or for serious extreme crimes be reinstituted that way. Maybe there's other forms of work release that they could be on where they're more supervised and protected by government agents. Mm-hmm. Because that kind of situation in society is a risk not just to the inmate who's on the work furlough, but to society in general.
And that is correct, Naughty. I totally agree.
And you don't want to encourage vigilantism, because then out of vigilantism, you start seeing rumors in possibly extrajudicial killings. You don't want to ever get to those kind of levels.
You touched on it, I think, 3 minutes ago. that persons who have the opportunity to get parole or to be released, they prefer to stay in prison.
Now that's what I was going to touch on again, and you know, from the Ghetto News Network, and you know, I'm like Garth Brooks say, I got friends in high and low places with a Jack Daniel's paws and the Bear Chasers, but I've been hearing that allegedly, young men especially, are refusing bail if they get it because they feel safer on the inside than they do on the streets, because now that has been considered a death sentence.
Yeah, because that is something that we really got to try our best as a country. To gain control, that the vigilance, as you had alluded to, a person's taking matter into their own hands, street justice, and taking the lives of other persons. Yes, they have been convicted on crimes of the past or a crime of the past, but still, to take anyone's life is not anyone's right to do so. And I agree, Naughty. Because also in that act of what happened, that was Monday or Tuesday,
right.
Other persons. Innocent individuals in society could have gotten injured, could have been killed from that type of action and behavior.
And then if there's family members that feel like a sentence was handed out inappropriately or should have been harsher, or friends or members of the public, that's when you lobby politicians when the campaign trail. And I don't know, what are you going to do as far as like judicial reform? And I'm not talking about the judiciary and the judge. I'm talking about judicial reform and sentencing guidelines. So, you know, that society, that they're aware society wants change in that area.
Mm-hmm. And Naughty, I agree.
And then that way you might see some sentences fit crimes more appropriately. And then there's less, you know, vigilantism potentially on the horizon, or people with a bad taste in their mouth feeling that they weren't handled correctly by the law.
You're correct.
They didn't get justice. You don't want people to feel empty in the process.
Naughty, I've heard it. I've had conversations where persons are trying to understand the process of the law, how it works. And I just tell persons, you have to probably take some time and read the law and try to understand it and then speak to lawyers, particularly criminal lawyers, who are the foregone experts on it.
And I think with Mr. Monroe, and you know, I beat him when he deserved to get, you know, I got a retirement switch for him when he deserved it. But when he making sense, I got to give credit where credit is due. Mm-hmm. And I think it was important to highlight the fact that offenders for homicide or attempted murder or grievous harm, those are ones that may not need to be on these kind of programs because it's too high profile in the public. And if there's not, at the bottom line, a budget to watch them as closely as they would a work gang or whatever, then they need to be reintroduced another way.
I agree. I would suggest that they take a look at the policy and see how it could be carefully structured on situations like this, on inmates that are going in, and how they should be reintroduced to society. And I mentioned, Naughty, like, okay, we have to understand, if persons go in and become rehabilitated and come back out and want to be a proper and respected member of society yet again, even though you just got released from prison, your actions coming out of prison must demonstrate that. But we also have to give persons a chance in some regard, but they have to show that. They have to earn that right.
Got a question off the text line for you. Afternoon, Naughty. Please ask Mr. Roberts, why has no PLP government taken up the challenge or the mantle of the late PM Sir Lyndon and Sir Lyndon's Pinling's National Youth Service idea?
But that has been discussed, you know. That has been discussed on many occasions. I am one as a supporter of it. We need to, and Naughty, we could talk about this in depth. When we grew up, there were so many different organizations as young men, young boys, that we could have enrolled ourselves into. Swimming, Little League Baseball, mm-hmm. other sporting organizations.
You had soccer.
You had
the tennis programs.
You had Boy Scouts.
You had Boy Scouts. You had Sea Scouts.
Right.
You had the Boys Brigade Band.
Boys Brigade.
National Youth Choir. You had all kinds of things.
It was something. It was so many different things that you can enroll your son in. So you become disciplined, develop social skills, deal with persons from different walks of life, and develop lifelong, lasting friendships. And that is something, in my opinion, and me, you've talked about this off the air, that has been lost. And what we are finding right now is many of our little boys and young men are being, I would say, being grown up by society. And part of it is also neglect of parenting. All right, because that is one of the things that me and so many persons have had discussions on, that parents must take the responsibility of raising their children, boys and girls, and so they could become more responsible in their behaviors in society. But as we're seeing right now, and have been seeing for quite some time, society is raising their kids, and sometimes we are seeing the negative aspect of it, of some of our young men involved with embroiling crime, incarcerated, and now persons who paid the debt society are released, and some of them, through street justice, have lost their lives to it.
Off the text lines again real quick, and we'll be going to the news. On the flip side of the news, we'll be picking up the conversation. We'll finish this, and then we'll also talk about the disclosure. And, of course, we're going to talk sports, but there'll be a lot of y'all Steelerheads and Lakerheads. We got Obi here today. We'll talk about the draft. I think y'all personally got the next Terry Bradshaw. You did it in the first round at number 20. And Kenny Pickett, all he had to do was walk across the locker room. Didn't have to go nowhere.
Stumble across the locker room.
Naughty, tell Mr. Roberts, disgust means nothing. Who is going to implement it? Will this administration be the one to implement something as such as national youth service?
Okay, they asked again, but
This is another text, picking up the conversation.
No, in terms of that right now, it's going to require some dialogue and everything else throughout social services, and that's something, like I said, has been discussed. But I think the person who can discuss it in detail is our Minister of Social Services, Mr. Obi Wilchcombe. But it is needed, in my opinion, it is needed. We must provide that and different options for our young men to enroll in, so they could develop into a much more productive young man in our society today. I am a supporter of it once it's structured properly, but not only that program, but other youth programs to help our young men and women.
And if there's young people out there that have gone off and got a sociology degree or got a degree that is going to help, in society, then political science and so on, maybe you guys should put something together that it's 2022 and get the support of this administration or future administrations to implement future programs that actually work, that have been, now proven to work elsewhere in the world and as a new model that might spark and create positive change in what we're dealing with. So we're going to pick this conversation
up. And we need it.
We're going to wrap it up with this, and we'll talk disclosures and a couple other things on the flip side of the break right after the news, right here on Talking Heads with Vice Chairman of the PLP, Mr. Obi Roberts. And once we get through that, we will be talking sports on the back end of the 5 o'clock hour right here on Talking Heads. Great job so far. Call us in Texas. Good stuff from the Talking Heads. We're off to a great start on a Thursday. Keep it right where you got it.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
We're back at you, Radio and Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. And of course, you can definitely check us out on guardiantalkradio.com. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. We're also on cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612. Phone lines are open, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96, 422-4796. All right, couple of questions for Mr. Roberts, my guest, Mr. Obi Roberts, Vice Chairman of the PRP. We're talking, coming into the break. Are you ready to go on disclosure? You had to jump. All right, calm down. My people texting, calm down. It's disclosure. We're coming up with that. Relax. We're just wrapping up one topic. We're talking on the National Youth Plan, and the implementation, Youth Service Plan, possibly that being implemented. In addition to that, the prison work program, the amendments that need to be made to it, because obviously people do need to have a chance to be reintroduced to society, all right, and given an ample opportunity to turn over a new leaf and show that they have changed. And grown and learned.
And that's one issue there. Being rehabilitated, being reintroduced into society, showing that you have been rehabilitated. And then the other challenge is when they come out of prison and they want to do good, we have been faced with the challenge of employment.
Correct.
And so this is also a heavy burden that has been tasked by this government of stimulating this economy and creating economic and employment opportunities for many of our Bahamians, not just the ones who are not in prison, but the ones who are also coming out as well. Because I think that would also help them in having a smooth transition and being reintroduced into society if they have an opportunity to develop, to gain employment when they come out of prison. And then they could go work a 9-to-5.
What about some halfway houses? What about them being introduced? Because they have them in the States, and they seem to be pretty effective getting, especially at-risk, volatile, or formerly volatile prisoners reintroduced into society.
But you know what it is, Naughty? It's a combination of what you alluded to. I think we need a properly structured parole system. When persons are coming out of prison and they have a parole officer, and then, as you said, they introduce a halfway house in which they can report and have an employment waiting for them that has been structured by the correctional system or under the Ministry of National Security. This is something I'm just throwing out here. It's just something that I've been reading for quite some time, that we could have a parole system, a release system, where former inmates can be dialogue with the parole officer, monitor how they are being reintroduced, if they have a job waiting for them, what is the timeline for them getting a job and everything else, to ensure that these young men and women are on the straight and narrow, and then be introduced into society and then allowed to now continue their lives on without having a parole officer, depending on when it finishes.
All right. Now, let's get to the disclosure. Your tax is blowing up. All right, calm down. Let's get this last one in on the heels of this topic here. Naughty, the government recently said that they will be building a new prison. I would like to suggest a supermax prison in the Family Islands for convicts, convicted of murder or convicted murderers, rapists, etc.
Naughty, I mean, that is something, I mean, I know many of us have seen the movie The Rock or Alcatraz, of having a facility built on an isolated island specifically geared for just persons who were convicted of crimes. That is a possibility, but you just got to factor in the cost of it. Cost is the major factor of it, how it's designed and everything in that regard. But I think right now that the government is looking at various avenues in terms of what would be best suited. But this is the big thing, but money. Money is the big issue in terms of how we'll be able to approach it.
One thing you know about these talking head taxes, but they sharp, they're on the bit. Yeah, great point about the money, Mr. Roberts. Why don't you privatize the prison like in some places in the States? How about privatize it to China? No one wants to go to a Chinese prison.
Naughty. I know our prison
systems.
Some of
them funny too, you know.
Some of our prison systems are rough, right? But like you said, prison system. That's an interesting comment.
That's an interesting idea. I mean, wow.
Interesting.
I mean, we're not trying to make light of the situation or laugh the matter, but
see, that's a business in the States, you know.
But that is a business. I wanted
that.
Sheriff Joe Arpaio has made a killing of it, and literally in some instances for years in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And from Louisiana to Florida to Georgia to Carolinas.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not really out of the realm of possibility. Once again, like you say, we have the proper discussion and from the foundation and the embryonic level, make sure it's built correctly.
Because see, once you have it properly planned and structured, and then you'll be able to go and get the money or budget the money for it, then the execution of it is building it and outlaying it properly.
Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yeah, good afternoon, Naughty.
Hey, what's going on, 52? What's good with you, man?
God bless it. You know, trying to spread some consciousness here, that's all. You know, I'm afraid that speaking the truth is becoming a problem with Guardian. They censored my call with Quincy Parker because they haven't answered the question yet about anthropogenic carbon versus carboniferous carbon. They're afraid of that question.
Well, not 52. With 52, let me at least do my due diligence, you know what I mean? And you don't want me to get no problem, and I don't want you to get in no problem with it, but let me figure out a way that we could maybe discuss it here. You know what I mean?
Without any issues. I wanted to comment on something that you said that I should bring some consciousness to. I'm afraid that, you know, turning the prison into a private entity, it wouldn't be a bad idea, but it has to be assessed and has to be monitored because I'm afraid they might turn our lives into a baseball game, three strikes and you're out. And so President Obama had to correct that. So what I'm saying is, it would all lead to self-interest. You see what I'm saying? Because it's all about money. And when you really delve into the prison system in America, the three strikes you're out, more time for the rocks, crack, more than the powder, and et cetera, because of the demographics of predominantly black people were being jailed for.
Right.
So it's all political. And you know, I'm afraid that the truth is becoming a problem. But I'm ready to take on intelligentsia,
hey,
and I'm ready to break this fire.
My question is this, man. Do me a favor, all right, 52? Text me those carbons you were talking about. I just happen to have, you know, a sister-in-law who's a doctor and some friends, you know.
Well, I was right about the pandemic. Yeah,
and then we get.
I'm right about anthropogenic carbon, wasted carbon, efforts carbon.
So
intelligence density doesn't seem like an access question.
Let me figure out how we could have the discussion so we could, you know, everybody could be happy.
But it's truthful, Naughty. What I'm saying is, you want to tax carbon, so you would have to show me how you would know the difference between the anthropogenic, the fuel burn carbon dioxide versus the carbon dioxide that God ever had you then.
All right,
so make it simple. Yeah, they can't do that. So it's a farce. Give thanks.
All right, man, 52. Be safe. Mr. Producer, let's figure out how we could get that discussion going one day. You know, 52 is a well-read young man. Sometimes, you know, some people agree to disagree with the theories and whatever, but that's what makes the world go around. So I don't want you to feel like I'm censoring you, 52, but I got to find out what's going on, you know?
Naughty. But he raised one of the things he mentioned was a very valid point.
Yeah, man, 52 brings up lots of valid points.
No, you don't want the prison system or the prison itself to become into an economic aspect. And like you said, if it becomes about money rather than rehabilitating persons who break our law and have been found guilty, then like you said, the whole premise of what is actually supposed to be built for,
mm-hmm.
to help rehabilitate persons who commit crime in our country to making money, then like I said, you can lose focus. But the most important thing is right now what our correctional system is for. If you commit a crime that is in violation of our laws, yada, 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 found guilty, then you're determined, hopefully when you come out, or you ought to come out rehabilitated. And that is one of the things that we're encouraging right now, and have been encouraging, I would say.
All right, well, let's get to it. Disclosure. I you know, I'm glad the press secretary, Mr. Watson, came out and made the statement saying that, you know, everybody should have been aware of what they had to do in the protocols,
mm-hmm.
in the packet they received as they were coming out. And furthermore, I mean, your chairman, with Mr. Mitchell, was more hands-on with your candidates, making sure they had the right photo ops and they were presented correctly. And nobody can tell me that man didn't break down the protocol and the political protocols to all of them coming out. No. He loves the politics of politics. I don't think on his watch they were coming out not informed. So to hear that to them even utter that makes people's heads and red flags go up, no pun intended.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, what you mean you don't know you had to disclose. But I'm glad Mr. Watson came out and solidified it and put it in, you know, etched it out. Y'all should have known. So now what do we do? The finger pointing could go on because from time immemorial, like we said, this Public Disclosure Act Commission has not done a good job. It's been dysfunctional from 77. The last time anything was put on the books and published was 14 years ago. And I was in 2011, I was talking about 2008 statistics.
Mm-hmm.
So where do we go to change this and make it better and make it work for society and let it help politicians be transparent and accountable?
Well, no, you have to start with yourself and being accountable for being an elected member of parliament to the upper chamber or to the lower chamber. The rules are the rules. And I agree with you. And this has not just begun now, and it has to be some tightening of the belt and accountability of all persons who have either been appointed or been elected to just have themselves properly disclosed and just meet the requirements and rules as is, to avoid being criticized or questioned on this. There's no excuse that you can provide in that regard to why it has not, and particularly even, I could say maybe a week. But
right.
like I said, that's for any...
Because now my next question is, okay, we've established you didn't know, you got your 30 days over, and it's still over now,
right.
And you still haven't disclosed. What's really going on? Because Joe Public is of the opinion, and very wary of seeing folks come in as $100 heirs, $1,000 heirs, and then in 5 years turn out to be millionaires without a trace.
And Naughty, just to avoid the appearance of anything that they may assume is something negative or afoot, just simply have your stuff in on time, and you have to go through this process every year. So this is not, and this March, you have March 2023, March 2024, March 2025.
Get used to it next March. Put it on your calendar.
Right.
I need to declare.
All right, so to me, there is no excuse. Just make sure that you're prepared.
Could this be
mm-hmm.
something that could be accredited maybe to the legacy of this new administration, this New Day administration, and Bishop Cooper, who happens to be the chairman of that commission, to kind of like change it for the better and implement it, that we get some consistent disclosures, like you say, March 2023, 2024, 20...
Naughty, all it is that just provide notices for
because
that?
Because if the precedent is set, no matter how many times we change administration, that's going to be etched in stone, and right. Now you have to live up to the standard.
Right.
Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, yes, Naughty.
How are you?
I'm great. I just want to change it a little bit. Let me tell you, this hurricane season coming up, right?
Uh-huh.
Think about Grand Bahama especially. Grand Bahama is the most hit island in the Bahamas when hurricane comes. You know what the fire department, the police department needs right now? They need jet skis ready for this hurricane season, because I hear this is going to be a very active one. The Saharan dust is not coming off Africa.
Correct.
The waters must be 3-4 times hotter than it was. So we don't know. We can have one, two, or we might not have none. But preparation is the key. Have the payloaders ready. Have the big trucks ready. And then let them have some little skiff or, you know, the little raft or the little engine on it. All of those things need to be to the fire station and to the police station, because last year, when the hurricane hit, if it wasn't for private citizens, more people might have died in Grand Bahama.
Well, that's some...
They use the jet skis and everything. So that's what the government needs to do. What do you think about that?
I think, you know, where it's relevant, like you say, we've seen the usage of that kind of equipment before, and it's become a necessity. In prior instances, I think, yeah, we need to make it part of the preparation moving forward, because obviously, God forbid, we have another situation like that. And yes, Freeport is always toting blow, especially in hurricanes. And if that's something that's going to make things easily and more accessible for people to get in and out into safety and be rescued, then of course, yes.
That's what I'm saying. So that's so important. And I hope they're listening and take note. Because you just can't wait till the night of the hurricane.
But you know, but that's a point you need to realize. You know, I tell this joke in the States all the time. You know, and I tell it here too. You know why God gave us hurricanes? Because we're on Bahamian time. He didn't give us tornado. He didn't give us avalanche or flash flood. Because all of that is instant. You see what I'm saying? We need to be ready for that. We need a couple of weeks to prepare. That's how we go. But we have to now start being more diligent in our preparation. Like you said, it can be when the first warning come. It's got to be days before. It's got to be now when you go to the store, get a couple of extra canned goods and put it in a little spot so you have it. You know, that's, I'm preparing now. So it won't be a burden. It won't be the glutton shopping, you know?
And what the government needs to do too is, even, you know, some people just can't afford plywoods and everything for their, they should start from that time stocking up, have a place right down the name on Gladstone Road. I'm talking with the people who cannot afford it, because you know these companies will jack up the price. When hurricane season coming, that you can come and get it at a lower rate discount.
That's something to be taken into consideration, and you got to put forward, you know? And a lot of times, too, though, you know, we got to be prepared, though, because a lot of times we, like, in the last minute, just blame the government, you know? So we got to be prepared. I hear what you're saying, and there's some great ideas, and I think some of them should be passed on to NEMA to possibly be implemented. But there's other things, too, that we need to do. Like I always say, don't depend on nobody. Depend on home team and make sure. CYA, you know what that means, right? Cover your own.
Yes, you have to start, my friend, you know. Because we know when the hurricane season starts, so you have to, you know, buy a sheet here, a sheet there. And don't wait till the day come or the month come, because, you know, they skyrocket. So buying Lippies here now and have somebody to prepare it for you or something like that, you know.
Gotcha.
That's something that needs to be done. Thank you.
All right. I appreciate you chiming in, man. Be safe. Look forward to hearing from you again. Here's another one coming off the text line. Naughty, just touching on the caller that just hung up or who's on now. I think that's what they're referring to. Could you please ask Mr. Roberts if they plan on lowering the cost of building supplies before the hurricane, because the price of plywood is extremely high, like your caller said. So obviously there's a lot of call for plywood relief.
In terms of lowering that is going to be very difficult right now, as we are dealing with inflation on different matters right now. And this is one of the difficult things that you would encounter being a government.
Post-pandemic, global shipping crisis.
Exactly, all of that. And then you single-handedly...
Heavy is the head that weareth the crown.
Exactly. And so in terms of right now, we just have to pray for the best. That if we do encounter hurricanes, it's something minimum, or we don't get any hurricanes at all. But you see, it's interesting in terms of preparing for a hurricane season, that we take the necessary steps. And we have always been a country that has always waited to the last minute. Until the storm is like 2 days away, then you're scrambling around, going into the food stores, very little to no supplies on the shelf because other persons who are taking the chance of being prepared got their stuff, got their stock, are home.
And making sure they ain't running out.
Exactly.
Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yeah, no, this JJ again.
What's going on, Double J? What's happening?
I'm fine. How are you doing, my brother?
I'm doing very well. And yourself, sir?
I'm fine. Even though I got you into my chat group. And no, you was one of my favorite PLP. And they talk to them since today with, because, you know, because, see, what politicians got to understand that the women people are very nuts about everything country. And with the message they talk, I know he educated all of them for his time on parliamentarian. See, the law say $10,000 fine and 2 years in jail. You know, see, all people, what we need to do? Not a beam. You need to tell the people them, go do what you're supposed to do. Or tell them they ain't getting no salary until they do what they're supposed to do. But the reward up with the chatting for years and years and years. And the two government. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah, he was, JJ, but I think that's why you got to give them the opportunity, I think, to give this administration the opportunity to enforce it now and make it happen.
No, make it happen. See, the talking, then over the honeymoon, I tell one, I say one, I give them 6 or 7 months, and I watch everything. You see, because I know they can do some things, and some PLP server member put no pressure on with the brave David and over them. No pressure on these guys. I can tell you. I don't have hardcore PLPs mad with some of them right now. Our people are short of patience. But Obi, you're doing a good job, and just keep being fair and balanced. That's all I got to say, Nori.
Yeah, because, and JJ, I concur with you, because what is my excuse if I was a member of parliament of any particular party, any particular government, and I come on 6 weeks later, and I did not provide my disclosure? And all I'm just saying is, and it's not a particular knock to anyone.
If you'd like to make a call.
And this past or present, just in terms of this right now, just prepare yourself. You see, we talked about preparation for hurricane season. This is also something that you know was going to be coming every year, right? Once a year.
I got a text to Naughty. Let's be prepared for power going off with BPL. My power just went off, and I'm in the South. When will this foolishness end? This has been happening 2 to 3 weeks. This has been happening 2 to 3 times a week now. Well, text is not trying to be funny, but it is hurricane preparedness month, so at least BPL is helping you prepare for any potential power outages that may come during a hurricane or hurricane season. Right now, I don't know why it's happening. Obviously, you know what I'm going to say. It's been far too long. We've been relying on fossil fuels. We need to go solar. We need renewable energy. You do solar, we won't have this problem. You do wind or hydroponic, we won't have this problem. So I will put the clarion call out for you. We got power out in the South. That's a blanket call, BPL. You got power outages in the South. People sweating, and they need their power on. So, yeah, let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
All right. Yeah, man. Hey, the human people, they know.
Hey, bro, turn your radio down for me, man.
Yeah, they. Sorry, no.
No problem.
The Bahamian people know what they have to do, but the money ain't coming in time, man. The money, see, you got to realize this. Some people get a little pension. Some people get a little saving from this, where somewhere other spot. But being the money ain't coming, and that's why they need to carry this minimum wage so people can do what they have to do. How in the world you can go buy 6 pieces of plywood and you ain't get nothing in the fridge? You only have termites and roaches in the fridge.
You got options. Either you can eat or protect your windows and doors.
Yeah, you gotta have something. You gotta have balance. You gotta have something in it. Because so you only can buy with 2 plywood. But the people, they need. See, you gotta look at this, man. We have to empower our people so they can help themselves. Oh, you can't go and go buy a bunch of things, and then you ain't gonna, when after the hurricane, you ain't get no money. Ooh, ain't no one giving you nothing. When the after you can buy all the plywood, all of this and that, and you ain't get no more money. Now you gotta go borrow money back in the bank again, just to eat.
That's
you know, so that's how they look at it. That's why the behemoths do the last minute thing. Because sometimes the money ain't there. You understand where I'm from?
I understand it's coming. This sound like my good brethren, man. This ain't a fence in Rasta.
No, man.
Well, you sound familiar. You all do voice not alike. But anyway, you're making plenty sense today, man. All right, and it's true. You gotta have good options. I mean, you gotta be in able to position to at least as a human being say, am I gonna put some grocery in the cupboard and protect a window or two? Well, you can't just have the coal option of saying, well, I gotta leave my house unprotected because we gotta eat. See,
that's the time now for the people who get some of the money, but sit now, we get drafting. and get termites and mildew on it to start helping out, start giving out some flashlights and start, you know what I mean?
Right.
Man, I wish I right now to try to catch this fireball from my luck, so I hope it can come before the hurricane. I'll buy plenty things for the people there, man.
There you go, man.
You know what I mean? Because we ain't carrying no money when you're dead, no. See, all the people with all the money, let them see you. They can go in the grave with the money.
You can't take it, Richie. I appreciate you chiming in, man. All right, so we're going to wrap things up. We're going to get to the break, because on the flip side of the break, we need to talk sports. But Obi, real quick, a couple of things before we go. I think everybody pretty much gets it with the disclosure aspect of it. Mm-hmm. It needs to change. It needs to be respected.
No, not change. Not change. Just acknowledged. Just acknowledged. Now, I think what you're alluding to, if I'm wrong, people looking at enforcement of it.
But that's the change I'm referring to, that actually functions how it's supposed to, consistently. And obviously, this is another instance where it screams the need for the implementation of a proper Freedom of Information Act. Because at the end of the day, people who cry for information, now you can get it, and you can formulate your own opinions, and you can do your due diligence. You don't have to wait and guess and wonder.
Mm-hmm. No, they just, March 1st is every year.
Yeah, March 1st is March 1st.
Just meet the criteria that's set as...
You know, every year, Bobby Bonilla knows he's going to get a check for another 4 years. July 1st, he can get a check. Bobby don't miss July 1st.
July 1st of $1 million.
And he know what he got.
He got another 7 or 8 years left on it.
Oh, that agent who did him that deal is, hey, man, one of the greatest.
What a retirement,
one of the best ever. All right, but real quick, Obi, before we go to the break, I got to say, good to hear in Freeport, because you know we do the Freeport Report every Tuesday here. We do have a buyer now for the Autopia property.
Yes.
We can divulge right now who it is, but that is a confirmed. I know the Deputy Prime Minister, Minister of Tourism, Mr. Chesterfield.
Very good. Very
said
good
it
news.
Is purchased, is done, the deal is done. They just got to go, you know, through dotting some I's and crossing some T's, but should Grand Bahamians feel like some sort of relief is on the way with a proper brand coming there? And then obviously airport to follow?
Naughty, yes, they ought to. All right. And it's always been the Progressive Liberal Party over the last two PLP governments, in particular the last one, who did a good job in trying to turn around Grand Bahama. But unfortunately, we was also faced with Hurricane Matthew in 2016 that really knocked the sails out of the Grand Bahama community that's been hard hit, particularly with hurricanes. So this is very important for the sale of the hotel, the rebuilding of the Grand Bahama Airport. The government has been under a lot of pressure to complete this deal for so many different reasons. You know, earlier this year, you had the U.S. Embassy also spoke about the concern of that, and removing preclearance from Grand Bahama, which we know we don't want that to happen as our second city. But it's very important for the economy and to turn around the economy of Grand Bahama and bring some confidence into the community that we're
Grand Bahama need a hug, man.
That we're going in the right direction, because they have been impacted severely over the last, 15, 20 years. And I pray for them. When you go over that way, that it's so challenging over that way. And I admire the people that they were able to navigate through these rough storms that they've been going through economically. And I have utmost confidence in this PLP government, because we have a lot of plans for Grand Bahama, but that is the first thing that needs to be done. Well, excuse me, two. The sale of that resort, and just as important, the rebuilding of that Grand Bahama Airport.
Yes, sir, and getting Bahamians to work on those projects as well.
Yes, yes.
All right, Mr. Producer, with that being said, let's go to the break, because we do have to talk sports. Obi, thanks for being so candid, as always, when it comes to news and politics and you know, keeping us up to date, you know, on what's going on and breaking it down for us, you know, from the side of the PLP, which is always, you know, good to have a little more perspective and remain objective with things. So I want to thank you for that. We're going to take a quick break. On the flip side, we're going to be talking sports. Got lots to talk about, all right? We got some baseball to talk about. We got some major, major games tonight in the NBA. Yep, we got a couple of series that could go either way now with big games tonight. And, of course, we got to talk the NFL draft. We're going to talk the Pittsburgh Steelers. And what they did in the draft and how that places them, you know, in the AFC North. And, of course, we'll talk some Lakers with Obi, because, you know, I'm a self-imposed exile from the Lakers. So I want to find out what's going on in Lakerville. Quick break. On the flip side of the break, we'll pick up the conversation right here on Talking Heads. Of course, Peter Raheem will be joining us. So we'll be doing kind of the press box thing right here on the flip side of the break, right here on Talking Heads Radio. Don't touch it.
Join us on June 8th for the annual RF Economic Outlook Conference. where speakers include Dex Torok, executive at Facebook and Google, John Citaletis, geopolitical consultant to the U.S. Department of State, Keith Herman, serial tech entrepreneur and blockchain expert, and global innovation strategist Sean Canungo. Registration is now open. Find out more at rfeoc.com.
Craving tasty KFC chicken and need an affordable fix? The KFC Quick Fix menu has three tasty options that are both big on taste and value, with plenty of mouth-watering goodness. Try the KFC Flavorful Box, packed with three pieces of crispy fried chicken legs and whole wings, fluffy mashed potato with gravy, corn, a buttery biscuit, and an ice-cold Pepsi for only $9.95. Get your favorite chicken fix today, only at KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
The most important thing in life is family. And whenever you need reliable advice, you look to the people you know you can trust. At J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, we earn our clients' trust every day. Whether it's home, motor, travel, or commercial insurance, we've got you covered. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com.
J.S.J., 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 J.S. Johnson Insurance.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
Nothing says thanks, Mom, quite like a heart-shaped donut from Dunkin'. There's over a dozen ways to return her love at Dunkin'. You can choose from a variety of delicious, frosted, filled, or heart-shaped donuts to show Mom how much you care. So whether it's a single donut or a few dozen, sweeten your Mother's Day with love, Dunkin' style. Head to Dunkin' and pick up your Mom's favorites today. In the Bahamas, Moms run on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We're back at you right here on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, and it's time to talk sports right here on Talking Heads. Kicking it off, of course, you know, today in sports, all brought to you by Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the 04 Chopin Plaza, Monday through Friday. Great for lunch and dinner. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And don't forget, happy hours, all right? Every Wednesday and Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. at Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Chompin Plaza. Don't forget that great businessman's lunch special. You're in and you're out within your lunch hour, Monday through Friday, all right? A different special daily. And, of course, the staple on Thursdays, split pea soup and dumplings. See if they got something left. 377-7776. Give them a call. See if they got chefed up and lined up for you out there at Naughty Johnny's. And today is Thursday, May 5th, 2022. All right, and on this day in sports, in 1904, the third perfect game of the major leagues was thrown by Cy Young for the Boston Red Sox against the Philadelphia Athletics. It was the first perfect game under modern rules. 1922, a contract was awarded to New York's White Construction Company for the construction of Yankee Stadium. 1925, Everett Scott of the New York Yankees ended his game playing streak of 1,307 games. In 1956, Jim Bailey became the first runner to break the 4-minute mile in the U.S. He was clocked at 3 minutes, 58.5 seconds. 1966, Willie Mays broke the National League record for home runs when he hit his 512th. 1978, Pete Rose of the Cincinnati Reds registered his 3,000th Major League hit. In 1989, in Albany, New York, Mike Tyson got his second speeding ticket for drag racing. 1995, the last game was played at Boston Gardens. The Orlando Magic beat the Boston Celtics. 2004, it was announced that Spider-Man 2 ads would appear on bases in Major League games during games from June 11th through the 13th. The plan was canceled the next day. Your sports quote of the day, set your goals high and don't stop till you get there. Bo Jackson. And that's a wrap on Today in Sports, all brought to you by Naughty Johnny's. Let's slide into the home court, all brought to you, of course, by BK. And which Burger King Nassau and which Philly cheesesteak are you going to try first, the crispy chicken or the flame-grilled beef? Real quick, before we get into the home court, what's going on locally. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads. Call us back, caller. If you was holding too long, sorry. Call us back. All right, but which Philly cheese are you going to try first, crispy chicken or the flame grilled beef? I endorse both. And don't forget the mix and match, 2 for $11.50 at your favorite BK location. The original chicken sandwich, the BK King, the Big King, the Big Fish, and of course the 10-piece chicken nuggets, all 2 for $11.50, which includes fries and a soft drink. Available for you at your favorite Burger King location for takeout, drive-through, and delivery with the Craven app. All right, some local news. King commits to Creighton. All right, this basketball news story by Simba French in today's Guardian. King commits to Creighton to play for the Blue Jays. Weeks after decommitting from his first-choice Bahamian big man, Frederick King has found a new home, committing to the Creighton University Blue Jays for the upcoming 2022-2023 collegiate basketball campaign. Back in November, King committed to Chris Mack and the University of Illinois Cardinals. However, Mack was fired as head coach, and now King finds himself at Creighton University. So not a bad look. Glad to see the pipeline continue with Bahamian athletes doing big things. Speaking of college and going to college, story in the Nassau Guardian, Anderson and Burroughs awarded scholarships to play collegiate tennis. Two Bahamian tennis players have signed letters of intent to play for schools in the United States, thereby continuing their education and taking their tennis careers to the next level. Peyton Anderson has accepted an athletic tennis scholarship to play for the Southwest Minnesota State University Mustangs, while Anthony A.J. Burroughs Jr. has decided to join the University of Missouri St. Louis Tritons for the fall of 2022. So that's definitely a good look there as well. Jazz last night in the majors. Lucius didn't play for the Nationals. Jazz played for the Marlins yesterday against the Diamondbacks. They lost 8-7. Jazz in, you know, good day at the plate. 3 at-bats, 2 runs scored, 2 hits, and 1 RBI. Average now at a robust 329. It's time to slide into who's in and who's out. The daily injury report. Well, not injury report, but who's in and who's out. Major league lineups tonight. All brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. Home of the original Bahamian gyros like jerk chicken, crack lobster, crack conch, barbecue salmon, grilled veggies, and the famous jerk chicken salad. Don't forget the gyro bowls and all the trimmings and fixings to go with it. Open 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday, right there on Rosetta and Mackey Street. All right, call in orders, takeout, and delivery orders available with Craven, 601-5752, and walk-in orders are always welcome. And who's in tonight? Let me tell you who's in. Glad to welcome to the show Mr. Peter Raheem. Obi's still joining us. And guess what? Who's in? Let me tell you who's in. Who's in the number one position as the top 10 second baseman in all of Major League Baseball? Coming in number 10, George Polanco of the Minnesota Twins. Cesar Hernandez of the Washington Nationals. Santiago Espinal of the Toronto Blue Jays. Gavin Lux of the Los Angeles Dodgers. Yeah, I know Pearlie's hot with that. Number 6, Jake Cronenworth of the San Diego Padres. Number 5, Andres Jimenez of the Cleveland Indians, or the Cleveland Guardians, sorry. Number 4, Ozzy Albies of the Atlanta Braves. Number 3, Tommy Edman of the St. Louis Cardinals. Your guy there, Obi. Number 2, Jeff McNeil of the New York Mets. And numero uno, the number 1 rated shortstop in all of baseball, the kid, the hometown guy, Jazz Chisholm Jr. And here's what they say. Jazz has flashed some of his vast potential last season, and it's continued this year during an 18-homer, 23-steal rookie campaign. Now he's playing like the potential face of the franchise in Miami, hitting .329 with 12 extra base hits. That's gone up. More steals as well. He's up to about 6 or 7 steals in 19 games, or now 20 games, while providing a swagger that has been sorely missing in the Marlins lineup the past few seasons. So there you have it. Jazz named as the number 1 second baseman in all of baseball. What's your take on that, guys?
He looked pretty good in pinstripes.
He looked pretty good in pinstripes? Yeah. Mr. Producer, can you turn this mic on for me here? Give me a try now, Peter.
He looked very good in pinstripes.
Or if not, you might have to try this one here, but don't grab it like you did before, man. We don't need to go deaf again. But yeah, you see how he looked good in pinstripes?
Yeah, Jazz looked really good in pinstripes there in New York. Not that we need any help right now. I think we just lost. We just went 11-1. Yeah,
and so lost the first one in 11 games yesterday.
Yeah.
But what's your take on Jazz being the face of a second baseman in baseball, like the number 1 rated second baseman in baseball? potentially the face of the Marlins franchise. And that's a lot in 2 years, man.
Yeah, but Nutty, it just shows that his tremendous work last year was recognized. All right? Besides his extraordinary talent, he had the flair for the dramatics. The blonde hair?
Yeah, man. You know, the blonde purple hair. Gloves and everything.
Exactly. So he is his image was very colorful, but it was backed up by his great play on the field.
Got to be fresh.
Not just by his bat, but he had a very good glove, extremely athletic, and he's doing exceptionally well, and he's extremely blessed to also possibly be the face of the Marlins and right next door to his country, his home country, the Bahamas. So
close.
It couldn't be even better for him in terms of that right now.
I mean, I think he's got a great opportunity right now, and if Florida's smart, I think they're going to try to ink him to a long-term deal because you don't ever want him to hit free agency. You don't ever want him to free agency because, like Peter says, he would look good in pinstripes.
Oh, yeah.
And the Yankees have the money to gobble up anybody. If the numbers are right and the opportunity is available to them, they will go after them. That's how the evil empire has been built in the past.
And ain't nothing wrong with that.
No. It's business.
It's business. So
we have a long established connection with the Marlins. So
and I'm looking at this continue to bring some more light now to other Bahamians, potentially Lucius sticking around longer in Washington with the Nationals. He's doing well. He was 2-for-5 the other day in the lineup. You still got Christian Thompson in the Diamondbacks organization right there at AAA ready to break in. So we got to look at all these guys. You've got a couple other players knocking on the door, and it's a true testament to the leagues here to JV Lynn and Freedom Farm. And you got to lean in. When you look at most of the pro prospects, the majority have come from Freedom Farm. But you got to tip your hat to the I League Baseball Academy, too, with Jaron Sands. Because if you look at who's placed like the last 20 or 30 in the major leagues, it's definitely been Jaron and the I League program. They do big things out there in Pinewood, so hats off to them. So let's shift it from baseball, because another big name who's in tonight, you got a couple of games actually picking up tomorrow night. All right, no games in the NBA tonight. So you could moose on, you can breathe. No scheduled games today, the 5th, none. Because it's Cinco de Mayo. And everybody who celebrates the Cinco de Mayo, wepa, wepa, andale arriba, tequila para todo el mundo. So tomorrow night, I'm looking for Ja Morant, for the Heat to be up all in there, going up 3-0 on the Sixers. And I'm looking for the Suns and the Mavericks. Suns lead 2-0. I'm thinking the Mavericks get on the board at home. I had them in the upset the other night. Didn't pan out. And then, of course, on Saturday at 3:30, you got the Celtics and the Bucks. They're tied at 1-1. And then, of course, the Grizzlies and the Warriors on Saturday night, 8:30. They're tied at 1-1. So lots of basketball to watch over the weekend. Nothing tonight, but definitely something to horn in on tomorrow night. I like the Heat to go up 3-0 over the 76ers. They're snake bit without Embiid. And I like the Suns to play tough, but I think Luka and the guys get on the board at home in Dallas. What's your take on both of those games for tomorrow night, guys?
The Grizzlies and Warriors series, old dynasty, or old established players, the first time they've been back together in, 3 years, against the up-and-coming Ja Morant and the Grizzlies. I just think that the Warriors, because of their championship pedigree, are going to find a way through this. See, because this is the thing here. If Draymond goes down, Clay and Steph can carry the Warriors. Or one of the three could go down.
I'm waiting for your point.
Outside of Curry.
I'm waiting for your point now.
Outside of Curry. And you have two established stars and a very good utility man in Draymond Green versus Ja Morant, and a good supporting cast that he has. Now, yes, we've seen it.
The supporting cast played very well, minus Ja Morant.
Late in the season.
So don't sleep.
Late in the season. They played very well in his absence, but now you got to beat the Warriors 4 times in 7 days.
But I'll tell you something. Ja Morant walked off the court, looked Steph Curry dead inside, and said, now we're going to have some fun. And I'm telling you, Ja Morant has been very Mamba-like as far as the mentality, the approach to the game. Very Allen Iverson-esque as well. And I think, the truth be told, in my opinion, Memphis should be up 2-0 in this series. Mm-hmm. They were missing a layup in game 1. He came back without a doubt in game 2 and exercised his dominance, 47-8-8. I think it continues on the road. I don't think they've won all the games in Golden State. I said this is going seven. I maintain Grizzlies in seven, but I like them to win the next game in Golden State. I like them to go on the road and win game three.
I like the Warriors in six. I don't think the Warriors want this to go to game seven.
You and Pearly been sipping the same
Kool-Aid. No, it isn't that, you know. If the Warriors allow this game to go to a game seven, which they have the ability to win on the road, you know, but it's just a lot that you got to ask Ja Morant to play. He can't take a night off against the Warriors. Klay can. You saw what happened in game two. Steph can. Draymond can. But Ja Morant cannot take a night off and expect for them to win this series if he does not give you 30-plus points in order for them to win four out of seven games against the Warriors. That's going to be very difficult for him.
I think he's up to the challenge. I think he's going to go down swinging. I think we're going to have some entertaining basketball played in that series. Now, let me ask you another series. Mm-hmm. Sixers, I think they're on a respirator right now.
Respirator? I think they're on. They flatline long time.
Yeah, no, Embiid, they're done.
They flatline long time, Naughty.
You know, and you Sixers fans need to give up the ghost on that. I think Naughty, that one's pretty much done.
Naughty, what is worse? Joel Embiid out, or you have the beard? He seems to be finished.
He finished.
He seems, I mean, like, you see age is caught up in him. I don't know if also his legs, he's having some difficulty with it right now. But it seems like he is at the tail end of his career in terms of his apex of his production, what we've been accustomed to seeing as a scorer. So I just feel bad. Well, not too bad for the Sixers fans.
Now, real quick, before you go to the break, because on the flip side of the break, we got to talk NFL. Obi, tell me what's going on in Lakerland. Are y'all keeping LeBron or are they trading LeBron in the offseason?
Our Lakers, Naughty. All right.
Your Lakers. I'm a practicing Morantafarian until LeBron is gone.
No, you are a Laker fan and who's on hiatus right now.
Stephen Pozak. Yes, indeed.
All right. Right now, we are looking for our head coach. They're taking a look at various scouting and they're being very, very patient with it because it's going to be very important. And then we're going to look at that roster in terms that needs to be blown up in certain ways, to bring in some complementary pieces, and also to get our superstars on the right page and healthy, okay? And healthy, hint, hint, our big man, all right, who has the inability to stay healthy, okay?
AD, always disabled.
All right, so we have some work to do as a team and the proper head coach that could basically breathe life into this roster. But it's very difficult for any head coach to breathe life into the roster that we just saw this last season.
Steeler fans have been chiming in all week. You got to be here the last 10 minutes, all dedicated to you. Your pick, your number one pick, Kenny Pickett from the Pittsburgh Steelers. We got the quarterback guru, Peter Raheem, in the building. We're talking that pick coming up next right here on Talking Heads. Don't touch it.
Burger King Nassau is bringing you the delicious taste of Philly cheese in three mouth-watering varieties. Enjoy the great taste of Philly cheese with your choice of flame-grilled beef, crispy chicken, or try out BK's plant-based beef version. BK's Philly cheese has all the fixings you love, including lots of melted cheese, caramelized onions, bell peppers, and mushrooms on a sesame seed hoagie bun. Try the new Philly cheese as a combo or as part of the King's Feast at any of BK's seven locations. Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem, just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they said, oh, we're robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number, they see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. That's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Craving tasty KFC chicken and need an affordable fix? The KFC Quick Fix menu has three tasty options that are both big on taste and value, with plenty of mouth-watering goodness. Try the KFC Flavorful Box, packed with three pieces of crispy fried chicken legs and whole wings, fluffy mashed potato with gravy, corn, a buttery biscuit, and an ice-cold Pepsi for only $9.95. Get your favorite chicken fix today, only at KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We're back at you right here on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Down the home stretch, we come. Obi, real quick, the Steelers draft this year. A lot of Steelers fans were worried, you know, that for the last two or three years, I think you all have lived and died with Ben Roethlisberger. I think he was, you know, past his prime, his expiry date was done. You finally, you know, wrote him off into retirement. What do you do now? You're going to get Kenny Pickett, number 20. You didn't have to trade. You didn't have to move. He fell to you in the draft. And this kid has been, you know, hanging out in the stadium with both the University of Pittsburgh and the Pittsburgh Steelers playing. So he just had to walk from one side of the locker to the next, one side of the tunnel to the next.
But also, if I'm right, he also says your new OC is Matt Canada, and he recruited Kenny Pickett to University of Pittsburgh before he left and went to Maryland. So there's a lot of familiarity. He knows what Pickett is because he recruited him there out of high school. So in a way, Pickett is his guy.
Well, in terms of that, and many people were of the opinion that we were going to go with Malik Willis. Malik Willis is probably one of the most physically gifted quarterbacks that we've seen in college football for over 20, 30 years. Extremely athletic, rocket arm, big, strong, but he also played at Liberty. And so they were looking at in terms of his raw talent and how he could transition into a pro quarterback, particularly with Pittsburgh. And they would have seen that his learning curve would have probably take 3, 4, 5 years. In regards to Kenny Pickett, as you alluded to and as Peter alluded to, shared the same locker room, played on the same field. The Steelers see them every day during the collegiate season and NFL season. They were very familiar with him, the coaching staff alluded to, and also with Matt Canada. So it was no stranger to the Steel organization, the city of Pittsburgh, the environment of Pittsburgh. So I was not surprised that they were going to go with him, that they're going to select him, even though Malik Willis was the sexier pick. But his time of development was going to be 3 to 4 years. And even in the NFL right now, it is win now, all right, with all NFL coaches, and particularly – this is the thing also with Pittsburgh. We just completed 18 dynamic seasons with Ben. People fail to realize when Ben came in, Ben won his first 14 games.
I remember that. His first 14 games
as a rookie. We went to the AFC Championship game and lost to the New England Patriots. And so we were accustomed to having a rookie quarterback come in and play at a high level and win games. So right now, and then we just picked up Mitchell Trubisky from Chicago.
Buffalo,
right. But known for
his years. He started in Chicago, right?
Right, and they were looking at him from that perspective. Okay, fine, you're going to be here for 2 years. We got him at a very good, affordable price for 2 years, and through the development of our young quarterback that we was going to draft, and we drafted Pickett, and that's how Pittsburgh do. We build our team and develop our team through the draft. We're not a team that goes out and signs high-priced free agents during the free agency. We are a small market team that has been known as one of the best drafters in the NFL over the last 50 years. And we're going to continue on that process. And I think I'm very confident and comfortable with the pick at quarterback. Now and one of the things that is very beneficial for him, he's coming to an extremely stable and respected organization. Which is going to give him chance to grow and develop as a player. Under Mike Tomlin, who's a very good to great coach, and he's going to walk into a very good defense, and he has good pieces offensively. He has Pat Freiermuth, who's the tight end we just drafted last year, Najee Harris, who we drafted last year from Alabama, at 1,200 yards, two good wide receivers.
I think you got stuff to protect a young quarterback like Kenny Pickett and let him start and plug and play from day one. You have a running game. I think you addressed the offensive line later in the draft as well.
And also through free agency. You know, remember, we had some splash signings of offensive linemen.
Correct.
Particularly the one from Chicago, which was a major signing for us. So I'm very happy to see the direction that we're going in. And I'm very, very excited for the Steelers for us this season.
Well, I want to thank you for stopping in and going the full show with me today, Obi. And I'm sure you're going to chime in tomorrow as well. Peter, I know you're chiming in as well. And we got Earl coming in on Zoom. So we got the full crew together. And we'll talk in-depth NBA basketball and, of course, the NFL, because we still got to talk Miami Dolphins. And that's I have Earl here because I don't want to talk the Dolphins without Earl here.
Anyway.
But yeah. I mean, Dolphin fans, listen, they swear they go into the Super Bowl.
That's every year, Naughty.
No, there's even more. They've more people pitch now.
Okay, I can understand the enthusiasm, right?
But who do they have to throw the ball to? Who they got to throw the ball to? Tyreek Hill and the rest of them, right? Like I say, Tua's not the answer in my book, unless you're going to jet sweep him to death with Tyreek Hill.
Right now, the reason why the Dolphins' enthusiasm is, they're getting some very attractive, talented pieces now. It's a matter of them now putting it on the field for order for them to be successful. I think they're seeing the weakness of the New England Patriots, but the emergence of the Buffalo Bills. So they're seeing that the division is up for grabs. This is probably the best time for them since 23 years ago. So their enthusiasm has always been the same. Every year the Dolphins are going to the Super Bowl, and every year they be disappointed.
All right, so tomorrow right here on Talking Heads, we're talking Miami Dolphins in-depth post-draft. I'm going to have full NBA and Major League Baseball coverage as well. The whole crew will be here tomorrow for the press box, in the 5 o'clock hour. It's like a reunion tomorrow, so look forward to that. And, of course, we'll have some hot topics in the opening hour as well. All right, we'll probably open up the lines. Oh, tomorrow's Thursday. We got a guest tomorrow. I can't remember who my guest is, but we got one. So all of that tomorrow right here on Talking Heads. For everybody who chimed in, good stuff as always, good text, good calls. Another good show in the books. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.